The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, September the 5th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race evening card at Galway, which is set to start at 4:35. We have Yielding Ground at time of recording, but there is rain forecast for the majority of the day, so just do bear that in mind and keep an eye on the weather conditions as they progress throughout the day. The highlight of the card comes in shape of the Oyster Stakes, over a mile and a half for the fillies and mares. That's at 6:35, but we do have plenty of decent handicaps and maidens scattered amongst the other races on the card. So hopefully we can find a few winners. Hopefully we can have a better day than we did at Galway yesterday, which was a bit of a unmitigated disaster from start to finish. Hopefully things will pick up for us this afternoon.
Race 1.
We begin with the 4:35. It's an extended mile, two-year-old maiden, in which Shaden O'Brien looks to have a very strong hand in this particular contest, most notably with Exemplar, who sets a fairly decent standard coming into this race here, finishing second behind Landfall from the Ken Condon stable, first time up at the Curra. This horse is very well touted for its debut, sent off 11-4 favour and certainly justified the confidence behind this particular individual by Galileo by staying on very eye-catchingly in the latter stages of that race. If he would have had a better draw, and he probably would have been a little bit more streetwise, there's no doubt in my mind that he would have won first time out, but just an experience caught him out. But the step up in trip should be fine. We know he already handles soft ground because it was yielding to soft first time out at the Curra. And this trap really should really play into his strengths. I don't particularly like Stabber companion Tang Dynasty, who's had a couple of runs so far and was bitterly disappointing down in Killarney the other day when sent off an odds-on favourite. Main danger may therefore come from Simmerfar from the Dermot Weld stable, caught by McPhee's, bound to know his job. And of course, all Dermot horses have to be very much respected when they come here to Ballybrit. But on this occasion, the vote goes in favour of Exemplar.
Race 2.
On to the 5:05 then, and this looks a wide open contest at time of recording. But the one I quite like here is Cardiel from the Iggy Madden stable. Very much a local hero here at Ballybrit. And you can pretty much set your clock by this 10-year-old who's run numerous good races here at his favourite venue, including two back-to-back performances at the Galway Festival, which particularly went some way to suggesting that there's life in the old dog yet. He was second beyond Milfori on the 27th of July. That was his first run over course and distance, and he just failed to get up in the shanners of the post that day in the hands of Gary Cowell. Shammy Heffernan was on board when he just got nutted again for the second time in 3 days when he went back there to run in a 7-furlong handicap. This time he got beat by Titanus, who of course has advertised the form with a couple of wins subsequently, including yesterday at Dundalk in a very competitive affair. So he obviously bumped into an improving 5-year-old on that occasion. You can pretty much write off his last run at Roscommon, albeit he did do some good late work to finish a never near 8th behind Venetia, because obviously he was running away from his favourite venue. But he does return here today with a decent draw, and of course he's got that famous cut in the ground which he requires to be at his very best. In fact, he's hardly ever been at the frame here at Ballybrit when the going description rides on the easy side of good. So Cardiel, fairly solid each way this morning, around about 11-2.
Race number 3.
On to a fairly weak maiden then at 5:35. This is for the two-year-olds. It's over 7 furlongs. And Tio's Music is likely to take all the beating here, just because Jim Boulder's Charge rang quite well first time up in a Group 3 contest. That certainly went some way to suggesting that Jim thinks quite a bit of this filly by Intense Focus. And albeit she only finished 8th of the 9 runners, she probably did run a little bit better than the finishing position suggested, because she was very slowly away towards the rear early on, and then she had to make a manoeuvre down the middle of the track when the tempo was increasing, therefore impeding her chances. But that was a decent contest, that Round Tower Stakes, won by Intelligence Cross. And she was on, hot on the heels of some decent and useful two-year-olds who'd already had the benefit of several runs prior to that. So I think Tio's music's going to be very difficult to beat here, like I said. Just the fact that the rest of the field don't look all that great anyway. So, albeit a very short price, I'd expect Tio Music to justify her position in the market.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then. It's another 7 furlong handicap. I'd imagine fair game would be a very shortish price here, off the back of that good win down in Tipperary the other day when beating the very consistent, intense Stylist. But this filly is yet to run here at Galway, so therefore I'd probably just pass her over in favour of one or two others that maybe make a little bit more appeal, bigger odds. The two that I quite like here are Mr. Ormsby and Secret Wizard, trained respectively by Sheila Lavery, who's got a good record here over the last few years at Ballybrit. Now, Secret Wizard ran really well here at the Galway Festival when finishing third behind Secunderabad in a very hot maiden, only getting beat four lengths. And we know how good that form is because Secunderabad ran second in the Irish Cambridgeshire the other day at the Curragh. Decent effort behind the De Coronado next time at Dundalk, and the second horse Balcony won at Navan on Saturday. Slightly disappointing the last day down in Navan, but the time figure of the race suggested she probably didn't run as bad as the form figures suggest, and she was drawn 17 of 17 as well, so didn't have he didn't have much opportunity to get into a good track position. But today, going back to Dundalk from a reasonable draw, I'd expect Secret Wizard to outrun his odds of around about 9-10-1 this morning, along with Mr. Ormsby, makes up my two against the field. Didn't stay the trip last time out, this gelding by Hatef, but prior to that was a winner over a mile at Killarney in fairly decisive fashion. Nicely drawn, ridden by the track craft master at Pat Smullen, who knows every blade of grass at Galway. And I'd expect Mr. Ormsby also to run better than he did last time out. So two against the field there are the two Sheila Lavery horses, Secret Wizard and Mr. Ormsby.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race and the highlights of the seven race programme this year at Galway, which is the 6:35. It's a mile and a half listed contest for the fillies and the mares. And Almina is going to be all the rage here, having finished second to Zukova, Stable Companion, in this race 12 months ago, only going down by a head on that occasion. Absolutely nothing wrong with her run first time out at Leopardstown beyond the very much improving three-year-old Stella Mass. And the fact that Bondi Beach was a length and a half back in thirds just shows you how good that performance was by this filly by See the Stars. So Almina certainly is a worthy odds-on favourite this morning. But one, perhaps a bigger odds that might just be able to get herself some black type here is the six-year-old by Whipper, Morga, who arrives here in really good order following a win at the Curry of the day. Now, that might have only been a handicap, an ordinary mundane one at that, but the time figure of the race was absolutely sensational by this six-year-old mare, and she won with any mount in hand as well, beating a very good field. Now, we've already seen the form advertised by a horse that won yesterday at Dundalk, who finished way down the field, Grey Sky Blue. So I'm pretty sure that form line is going to stack up over the next few weeks and months. We know this horse also handles this track because she's been placed three times here at Ballybrit, albeit over hurdles. Her last run when she was fourth behind subsequent E-ball winner Heartbreak City reads well on paper. And given that the hood wasn't on that particular occasion, you could expect her to improve upon that performance with the headgear contraption on this afternoon. So, Morga, albeit I don't really expect to beat Amelia, I certainly expect her to be there or thereabouts and get in the frame. So if you're either betting without the favourite or looking for an each-way alternative to the fav, then look no further than Morga.
Race number 6.
Again, another wide-open affair. Plenty of these horses coming in really good form, most notably Lily the Lioness, who does like it here at Ballybrit, and also is a winner over the jumps last time at It Killarney. But I do quite like one at a price here, albeit she still hasn't won a race. And the horse in question is Tom Hogan's Ondemora, who's had 19 starts on the turf and is yet to win, but has run a series of really good races, including when second behind Taranaza here at the Galway Festival. And a repeat of that performance will surely see this four-year-old somewhere in amongst the action here in the dying stages of this race. Donico O'Brien takes the ride. Conditions are absolutely ideal for this horse tonight, and a good run last time out at Tramore should set On Demore up for another good effort returning here to Ballybrick.
And the final race.
On to the final race then of the night. Only four that can be considered here. We've obviously got a very strong and warm fancy in Masayan from the Dermot Weld stable, who caught the eye first time out. We're not particularly well fancied behind Big Ben at the Curran. We've seen that form advertised by Tree of Knowledge, the second horse winning the other day. So there's nothing wrong with that form line whatsoever. Anticipated big improvement is expected off that card by Ifraj. But at the same time, I'll probably go with Princely Con each way. You can get 4-1 for this horse this morning. Hard to see this horse running out of the frame here tonight. Thomas Mullins is charge. We know he gets on really well here at the track. He's run here three times over hurdles, including, of course, last time out when finishing third in the Galway hurdle itself behind Clondor Warrior. A repeat of that performance would surely see there or thereabouts in a race of this nature. And although he got beat on his only start on the flat the other day down in Ballinrobe, he probably found the sharp nature of that real tight track counting all against him when he was up against Swamp Fox, who in the first time blinkers absolutely charged home off the home turn. And of course has gone on to advertise the form by winning the big amateur rider contest here at Galway on his very next start. So he obviously bumped into one on that occasion. So Princely Con with the track form in his favour, very much the stiff track will play into his strengths. I expect him to run a huge race in the final race, and is the nap each way in the final race, the 7:35. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you'll rejoin us again tomorrow for the second of the 2 days here at Galway. So do please tune in for that tomorrow morning.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.